Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. I know the Bible is right. And you know the Bible is right. Glory to God. Because God is right. Amen. He's right. He's good. He's wonderful. He's great. He's everything. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to have to watch out for me tonight. Glory to God. Because the Lord did something wonderful for me today. He caused me to pay off all my credit cards. I sent the last payment in to get out of debt. I sent the last payment in, a check for $13, and it paid off my credit cards. And I am high, high, high on the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful for all he's done for me, and I know he's doing great things for you. I know he's keeping you safe from the coronavirus and all the other things that could possibly disturb your peace. Glory to God. You're in God's hands. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but beloved, it shall not come nigh thee. The world is talking about it's a pandemic and it's this and it's that and it's this and it's that. Amen. Glory to God. But God got your back. Amen. He promised to take care of you, and he does, and he will. Amen. And aren't you glad about it? Glory to God. I'm glad about it. Glory to God. I'm glad we have such a faithful, true God, and his word is true, and the Bible is right. Glory to God. Well, beloved, precious ones, we were last week, we were in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. We were considering the 33rd verse, and I had just touched on 15:33b. I had just begun to mention it, and there was more I wanted to cover with it, so I decided to hold it over for this program. That is Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 33rd verse. And in the King James Version, that verse reads, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Now, I had taken most of the program last week to talk about 33a, the fear of the Lord, and many places that's interpreted, obedience to the Lord is the instruction that will lead you to all wisdom. Amen. If you listen to God, you're going to come into all wisdom, because he's going to let you know about everything. He's going to open it up to you. If you obey him, oh yeah, oh yeah, he's going to share his wisdom with you. Amen. Deep wisdom with you. Glory to God. Things that other people won't get because they're either walking in fear or they're not obedient. You're going to get them, and it's going to lead you into deep wisdom. But then 33b says, "And before honor is humility." And gosh, there's so much I want to say about this, because this is a real secret. This is a real secret, particularly to young people. When I talk to young men and women of God who are starting out in the workplace, they have an expectation of the kind of job they want. Oh, they want to come in. They want to earn $21 an hour. They want health insurance, dental insurance, 6 weeks off vacation, all kinds of benefits, hospitalization paid, all kinds, imagine, 401k, everything, amen? And I have to talk to them about their expectation. Not that God couldn't do that. Not that God couldn't do that. In fact, isn't it something? The very last job I worked on for 23 years before I retired, that's exactly how it was. I was making $21 an hour, and that was the start, and it had every benefit you wanted to name. But that was after several other jobs, several other jobs. And the point I'm making is that when I'm talking to young people and I explain to them, if you don't have the right understanding, you're going to be rejecting jobs that can start off looking terrible, but they can end up being real gems. You don't always start off as CEO of Google, okay? I know that's what you want, the American dream, and you want to walk in and the job has all kind of benefits and gigantic money. That's the dream, amen? But the reality is sometimes we don't get that kind of job, amen? I've found more often than I can name in my own family and in my experience that you start off at the very, very bottom. Why? Because you have limited or no skills. You may have high school or college, but you have no experience, no skills. And so you're going to come in on a job. Now, you're the new hire, so they're going to give you all the jobs that nobody else wants, the routine job, the boring job, the monotonous jobs. You're going to have to work maybe starting off nights and weekends, if that's the kind of job it is, nights and weekends. And you have to work on holidays and all kinds of things. And so if a young person doesn't understand, when they come across to a job with that, they walk away from the job. They say, this isn't the kind of job I wanted. I wanted a real good job with top money, with all the benefits. And so they walk away from that job and they go to the next job. And that job isn't perfect. It doesn't have all the benefits day one when you walk through the door and making $20 and $30 an hour. It just doesn't have that kind of money. And like I said, if a young person is not taught right, they'll walk away from that job. But what I found in reality is, You take a job, amen, and you work that job, and you work it as unto the Lord, or you do a good job, and over time, the Lord starts promoting you, and you go up and up and up and up and up, and over a 10 or 20 year period, you reach the top, and then you find that's the perfect job that you were dreaming of. You get top money. You get all kind of benefits, any kind of benefits the company has. You'll have such seniority and such favor on that job that they give you every benefit. Amen? And even if they don't have the benefit at the present time, God could cause things to be changed. They may not have 401k when you first join the company. But let's say after 7 years, management decides they want to incorporate 401ks. Well, there it is, right there for you. You may have medical, but you may not have dental, eye, all the other medical benefits. But then management says, oh, we're making good profits. Let's add all these other benefits to it. What I'm saying is, a lot of times when you first start off, the job is not the perfect job. But if God leads you to that job, do not walk away from that job. There's something on that job that God wants you to have. Amen. I remember with my own job, where God put me, the last job I had was fantastic. Where God put me, I wanted to be with another company. I can remember some companies that I wanted to be with. Glory to God. I was working, God put me with American Airlines. Well, I wanted to be with Eastern Airlines, because they had a route from Washington, D.C. to New York, and that and those flights were always busy. And it, there was other airlines that I wanted to work for. But I kept thinking in my mind, if God wants me to, if he put me with American, I better stay with American. I wanted to be with Braniff. Braniff went out of business, went bankrupt. Eastern went out of business, went bankrupt. Northwest went out of business, went bankrupt. And I was so thankful after about 15 years in, I was so thankful that I stayed where God put me. And I've seen the exact opposite happen with people that I know personally, where God put them with a particular company, and they didn't like that company. That company didn't have all the benefits that they wanted right away, and they left that company. And here it is 15 years later, and they've been going from company to company to company. They built up no seniority. They built up no pension. And they, where they would have had 15, 18 years seniority and getting ready to retire, if they'd have stayed where God put them, they tried to go out and find the perfect job. And going from job to job to job to job to job, they didn't build up any retirement, any pension. Amen? And then really the job that they have now is so shaky, and I feel so sorry for them. Because what that means is they got to work the rest of their life. Instead of having maybe 2 or 3 years and retire, they've got 20 years because they're still going from job to job to job, trying to find the perfect job, job to job to job to job to job, building up nothing. Amen? And then we found out that the jobs, the little jobs that they had, they weren't the people who hired them weren't taking out taxes. So now they find out that they can't even get Social Security when they turn age for Social Security, because these little tiny, tiny companies, what they didn't tell them was they weren't taking out Social Security. So now they don't get a pension. They don't get a Social Security. They're getting older. They have nothing, and they got to keep working another 20 years, find someplace. If what they would have done, if they would have humbled themselves and worked and stayed where God told them to stay. This verse says, and before honor is humility. Humility. If they would have humbled themselves and said, well, you know, it doesn't look like what I want, but if God put me here, I better stay here. Amen. And just humble themselves, then things would have developed. The other company that they left, that company has grown bigger and larger. They would have got more benefits, but they didn't want that job. It wasn't perfect, and they left it and walked away from it. Beloved, glory to God, before honor is humility. You have to humble yourself. Humble is the way. Humility is the way to honor. If you don't humble yourself, how are you going to get – you're going to – listen, I don't care where you go. 99.999 times out of 10 – you're not going to start at the top. And even if you were to start your own business and you're the owner, even if you're the owner, you're not going to start at the top because you're just starting your business. You're going to have to humble yourself with your vendors. You're going to have to humble yourself with your customers. You're going to have to humble yourself and all the rest of the stuff and learning the paperwork and all and the creditors if you decide to take on debt. Which the Bible says that we're not to take on debt. The Bible says we as Christians, we are to owe no man anything. Amen? And that's why I wanted to get out of debt so bad. And the Lord today had me to pay my last credit card off. No more credit cards. Amen? Glory to God. Because of that verse. And then the Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender. We're to be servants to no men. We're to be servants only to God. And so my heart desire was to get out of debt, and the Lord working with me over time. I'm out of credit card debt. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for that. Amen. And so I don't care what it is. Humility is the way to honor. Even with God, you're not going to walk in and just tell God, look, I want all this and I want all your gifts. and I want all the fruit of the Spirit, and I want this, and I want that. What's he going to tell you? If you don't have no depth, glory to God, even if he gave you that, you couldn't handle it. You're not going to walk into ministry and be all that in the ministry, and you just starting off. It's going to take time. Amen? Glory to God. Humility is the way to honor. Hold on. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, the brother does fantastic tile work. If you need renovation, get in touch with John Robinson Tile. I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, you need to have him come out and give you assessment of what you need done and how much it will cost. He's a Christian brother. He's going to give you a true price. Glory to God. And if you permit him to do it, he's going to do it right. I know the brother. I've seen his work, John Robinson Tile. I'm telling you, do what you want to do. Glory to God. Do you know in Psalm 1 it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly? You're blessed if you don't take the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly are going to cheat you. They're going to cut corners. They're going to do all kinds of things. But you're going to be blessed because you're going to talk to Christian vendors, and they're going to tell you the truth, and they're going to give you a good deal and do good work. John Robinson Tile, you call him. Don't be hard-headed. Listen to Pastor. Don't be hard-headed. Call John Robinson Tile. Okay, we were talking about humility is the way to honor, and we want to look at a few verses in the Bible concerning that. If you'll go to Proverbs 13, you're already in Proverbs 15:33. Go back to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 18. 13:18, and this verse says, what are we talking about? The fact that humility is the way to honor. Arrogance is not the way to honor. I know it all. You can't tell me anything. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to what you try to instruct me and tell me what to do. I already know how to do this. Well, it ain't going to be nothing but a mess, amen, because you think you know what you're doing, but you don't. You need to listen to somebody, amen. You need a life coach. But here in Proverbs 13:18, it says, poverty and shame. Poverty. Who wants to be poor? Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Amen. I've seen this in my lifetime. I've seen a person who said, I don't need for this other person to tell me what to do. True, they've been doing it for 40 years. But I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to listen to them. 15, 20 years later, that person is in poverty, and he is in shame. I know what I've seen this with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. You won't listen to your teacher. You won't listen to the person, you're an apprentice and someone's over you and trying to teach you. You won't listen to someone who's trying to give you instruction because you know it all. The Bible says you're going to come into poverty and shame because you think you know. A lot of times things, you looking at it and somebody's doing it, they make it look easy because they done mastered it. So they make it look easy. You get on a diving board and try to do a swan dive. Now, just looking at it, it looks easy. You run off that board and jump and try to do a swan dive and see if you don't end up doing a belly whopper. Amen? Glory to God. That's not the greatest example. But, I mean, so many times people think that, oh, this is so easy. Okay, try making my spaghetti. Amen? Oh, I know how to make spaghetti. That's so easy. Yeah, but you can't make my spaghetti. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because my spaghetti takes 5 hours. 5 hours to do it. Amen? And usually 99 times out of 100, I only do it when my wife asks me to make spaghetti. I don't make spaghetti on my own because it takes so long. And after standing up for about 3 hours, I start to get tired. I want to go sit down, but I got to make that sauce just perfect. And then after putting all the ingredients in by hand, everything by hand, handmade, then it's got to simmer. To simmer for 3 hours. It's got to have 4 bay leaves in it and simmer for 4 hours so all the flavors can coalesce. And then I got to turn it off and let it cool down so all the flavors can intermix. Amen? And then I got to heat it up just before I'm going to serve it. Amen? Glory to God. Yeah, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. But if you wouldn't listen to instruction, if you say, oh, listen, I know how to make spaghetti, I'll just get a jar of Prego and I'll boil some spaghetti for about 25 minutes, some spaghetti and pour it in the bowl and pour some Prego on top and heat it up in the microwave, I guarantee nobody's going to want your spaghetti. Amen? Glory to God. God taught me how to make that, and glory to God. I'm telling you what I know. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humility is the way to honor. Humble yourself. Why? Because if you humble yourself, let me tell you a secret. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just brought something back to my remembrance. This is something that I try to teach people when I'm teaching them how to get over. There is a tendency of people that they want to show how much they know and how brilliant they are. So if you have a form or something you need, something that you need done, the way to get over is you don't go up to the person at the desk and say, look, I know how to do this whole form, but this one line here I'm a little confused about. I really know how to do all of this, but did I do this right on this line? What's some people going to think? Okay, since you say you know the whole form, since you're so wise, go ahead and do it on your own. But I found another way to do it, and they tell you everything. You go up and you act dumb. You act dumb. You walk up and say, oh, my gosh, I've got this form to fill out. I have no idea how to do this thing, and I'm not even sure what questions I'm supposed to be asking. Now, what's the person going to say? They see you, and they say, this ding-dong, he doesn't know anything. I'm going to have to help him. He doesn't know his way through the door. They take the form. Here, give me the form. You fill this out. You fill that out. See that questionnaire? You write this here. You check this box, and then you sign box 14. Did you get all that? And you say, oh, you said now to do, yes, questions 3, 7, 9, and then you click this box and you sign box 14. Did you get that? Oh, sign box 30. Yes, sign box. Okay, thank you so much. Is there anything else that I have to, do I drop it off or do I mail it? No. You take it over there and you give it to that lady and she'll stamp it and so and so and so. You see how you get help? You humble yourself. You act dumb. Why? Because most people, they want to show you how smart they are. See? So you go in acting. Okay, you say, Pastor, that's really weird. Okay, have you ever seen that movie on TV, Columbo? Now, what does he do? The man is brilliant, right? But he constantly walking in with a disheveled raincoat on, smoking a, well, it isn't really lit, but he's chomping on a stogie. and he walks in and say, I just have one question. I'm confused. I just don't know what to do. I didn't know if you would. I can't understand this. And the person wants to get rid of him. So they say, what do you want? What do you want? And he says, I just don't understand why the gate would be open at 9 o'clock at night when the sign says it's supposed to be closed by 8. Well, so-and-so. He's got the answer just like that. Amen. It works. I'm telling you, that's a technique. Pastor just gave you one of his secrets. I have worked this in my life. I'll go someplace and I'll act stupid. Amen. You say, well, I have pride. I don't want to act stupid. I want everybody to think I'm brilliant. Fine. Then just go in there and tell them, give me that form. I know how to fill it out. I'll fill it out myself. They'll say, well, smart, go ahead and you fill it out. I ain't helping you because you're so smart. You got such a smart attitude. And then when they get the form and see that you didn't sign box 14, they're not going to tell you. That's the form you gave me. Bam, they put it in the pile. And then when it comes up for processing, the form wasn't signed. So now you got to make a second trip and come all the way down there to find out what was wrong. Why didn't the form go through? You didn't sign box 14. Well, I didn't know it. Well, the person will think in their mind. You didn't ask me. Amen. Glory to God. Well, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. But he that regardeth reproof, what's reproof? The person's trying to correct you. They're trying to, what is a person doing that's trying to correct you? They're trying to send you in the right direction. They're trying to send you in the right direction. Don't fight going in the right direction. Let them tell you what is the right direction. No, you don't do it this way. You do it that way. Oh, thank you. I didn't notice that. Thank you so much. And then when you do it right because they told you, you get the credit. You look like the wise person. Amen. Glory to God. Another verse we need to look at real quick. Proverbs 18, verse 12. 18:12. And Proverbs 18:12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor is humility. Again, what 15:33 said. 15:33 said, before honor is humility. But 18:12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. What's haughty? I know it all. You can't tell me anything. You can't say anything to me. I know it all. Amen. The Bible says when you get to that place, that's right before destruction. Because a train is coming and nobody can tell you anything. You know it all. Amen. Glory to God. Let's look at 22:4. That is Proverbs 22:4. 22:4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord, or the obedience to God. By humility and obedience to God are what? Riches and honor and life. This is a formula for success. This is a formula for success. You want success, right? Don't you want success in life? This verse tells you how to get success. Be humble and obey the Lord. And obey his instructions and obey what he tells you to do. And if you do that, there's riches and honor and life. Amen. Glory to God. It's right there in the Bible, and the Bible is right. Amen. A formula for success. Psalms 1 and here, Proverbs 22:4. Glory to God. And the last one we want to look at is Proverbs 29:23 says, a man's pride shall bring him low. A man's pride. Beloved, I have sat and listened to people say, nobody can tell me. I actually heard this from a human being. Nobody can tell me anything. I don't want to hear from nobody. Nobody can tell me anything. And I thought, whoa, that person is on their way to trouble. Because the Holy Spirit could speak through somebody to them, and they think they're rejecting the person, and they're rejecting the Holy Spirit. They're rejecting what the Holy Spirit is trying to get across to them. Amen? The Bible says a man's pride will bring him down. A man's pride shall bring him low. Man's pride. Nobody can tell me anything. I know it all. I don't want to hear from anybody. I know more than everybody. The Bible says when you get like that, your pride is going to bring you low. But look at 23b. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Why? Because the humble in spirit will listen. They'll listen to someone. Glory to God. They'll listen to instruction. They'll listen to the Holy Ghost speaking through somebody. They'll listen to what God is trying to say to them. And if you listen, glory to God, you're going to come into honor. Amen. You're going to be lifted up. God is going to cause you to be promoted. Amen. Humble. When I was in holiness churches, that's what they said to us all the time. Humble is the way, children. Humble is the way. If you'll humble yourself in time, God will raise you up. I know that to be true from the Bible, and I know that to be true in my own life, and I know that to be true in other lives that I've watched over time. Glory to God. God bless you today. Glory to God. God loves you. Glory to God. See you next week. The Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the